This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. Pope Francis greeted some 70 journalists aboard the papal plane Monday as it flew from Rome to Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, for World Youth Day celebrations. The reporters included 10 Brazilians, 10 from the U.S., 9 from France, 6 from Spain, plus journalists from the U.K., Mexico, Germany, Japan, Argentina, Poland, Portugal, and Russia. In a brief exchange with the journalists, the Pope expressed particular concern about the risk of an entire generation of people without jobs. Pope Francis told reporters, "This first trip of mine is to meet young people, to see them not as isolated young people, but immersed in their social context, in society. Because when we isolate young people, we do them an injustice. We take away their belonging." Young people, he said, belong to a family, to a country, to a culture, and to a faith. They represent the future of a people because they have the energy. But Pope Francis added, the future is also the elderly, because they are the custodians of the wisdom of life, the history, the home, and the family. A people has no future, he continued, if it goes ahead without the strength of its youth and the elderly. The Pope reflected on the global economic crisis and the possibility that young people may find themselves out of work. "We have the risk of having a generation that did not have work," said the Pope. And from work, he noted, one derives the dignity of the person from earning his bread. "Young people today are in crisis," he said, "and we are used to this disposable culture. It happens all too often to the elderly. But young, jobless people are also getting caught up in this disposable culture. What we need today," he said, "is a culture of inclusion, a culture of encounter." And this invitation to reporters. "I ask you to help me," he said, "and work for the good of the society, of young people and the elderly."